Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, and those in between, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger. I already play the sound. You don't need to do that.
I do it every episode.
Well, stop.
No, it will never stop. I'll do it in different ways every time.
Giggity. So, tonight we have not only us two, but Raven, Cell, and the return of former Blackcaster, current Shadowcaster, Kaba.
I did it!
Yeah, Paul and Guy are not here, unfortunately. But
that's
okay.
Fine!
It's Kevin, it's two casters in one.
If we were...
I mean, I've been two casters, but I don't know if that's what that means.
I meant you're equal to two casters, because you're safe.
It's like if you had to select us to fill, like, party slots in a video game, you would cost twice as many points as
Kevin.
The rest of us.
You're not fat, dude.
I didn't realize this was the roast of Shadowcaster. Here we go.
Kevin requires two caster points to hire.
Well, apparently you guys want to do a roast of Pink Caster, which I saw you say that in your Conroe video, and absolutely I'm down for it.
No, it has to happen.
Well, you've said it on the air, and now we have to.
Yep.
We'll do it for your next birthday.
If I'm not moved out of here by then, sure.
We will drag you back!
Whatever.
Ideally, kicking and screaming.
Let's watch the news.
All right. First off, on the news docket, we got some release information on Kamen Rider Drive Zamubi, Surprise Future. According to Toei, the release date for the Blu-ray will be January 6th, next year, and comes in two versions, like most of them do. The regular edition will cost 4,700 yen, and the collector's edition, which comes in an exclusive package, costs $7,800 for Blu-ray and $6,800 for the DVD.
And it will not be subbed until June 2016.
Probably not!
Okay, wait. So, no, hold on. What's the difference? Please do not tell me it's just the packaging.
Exclusive packaging.
Steelbook, Kevin. Steelbook.
Not worth almost half the price.
Kevin, it's a surprise.
In the future?
Don't you know, Kevin? We've talked about Blu-rays before on this show, and fuck, they're expensive in Japan.
No, but what's... Okay, but Gaiden didn't, like...
It's because it came with the Deluxe Seed.
Yeah, but it didn't double the price of the thing.
Maybe this one's packaging is nicer, I don't know.
Well, fucking, that better be some nice packaging.
I was gonna
packaging
say,
that better be one
beige.
Sweet box!
I was gonna say, that packaging better give me a sweet beige while it's at it. Like, twice the price for what? A box?
A box job?
No.
See, that's the thing, too. We even do that over here with our re-releases of movies. We just get special art.
Maybe that one comes with director's commentary. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Like, all those fucking tins for, like, Jurassic Park and
okay,
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, but you get a special version of the movie. You go, like, pick it up at Walmart for half of what you would have paid a year ago.
I think nowadays they're like, here's the original theatrical release. Wait, the DVD version isn't the one we saw in theaters?
No.
It's really not. Why isn't that?
I know the Digimon movie did that shit.
Because we need to sell more money.
Money.
I just said sell more money.
Sell more money.
We need to sell more.
More releases, more money, more Metabots, more power.
I found that dumb, but
Dan Hito.
Next story.
Yeah, go buy yourself some more money.
So, next week's Drive episode will feature a very special guest. The Drive Ghost crossover episode will feature Hase Takano, who played Kamen Rider Raya and Ryuki, and Kamen Rider Nigo from the first and next movies.
Yikes, the Rider War did not treat him well.
I know, right? We're looking at, if you're watching the video version, the thumbnail for the announcement is a shot of him with a gun pointed at some woman's neck.
Wait.
I think that's Kiriko.
I'm pretty sure that's Kiriko.
I think so. It's hard to
racist.
I don't fucking know. It's a small image.
I guess they all just look alike to you.
You think Raya would have been my favorite Raya in Ryuki because he was pink, but no.
Apparently, his character name in this special is Keisuke Okamura. He's a member of Neo Shade, who steals a ghost icon from the TPD.
Why would they have an icon?
I don't know. We'll find out.
We're going to call it now. It was at a murder scene. They just picked it up as evidence.
Non-canon as fuck, regardless.
Oh, here's an interesting fun fact about this actor. Apparently, even before he played Raya, his first role in the toku industry was Fujimiya Hiroya, a.k.a. Ultraman Eagle from Ultraman Gaia, back in 1998.
Ooh.
Interesting bit of trivia.
Where's Mike when you need him?
Very nice. Moving on.
You already
read that one.
What a surprise.
There were a couple of set photos from the movie filming of the Movie Wars 2016.
Is that Drive Ghost?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you look real close at this one shot, you can see what looks like Drive with a solid red tire of some sort on his chest. So it's...
And the blue arm.
I don't know if that's blue. Oh, you know what that might be? That might be Type High Speed. Because look, it looks kind of like silvery on the sides here. Oh, and Type High Speed had a red tire.
Guys, that's the prop man.
But yeah, so we'll see what that is. And there's also a shot of Shinosuke and Takeru standing together.
Gosh, Shinosuke's tall.
I know, right?
He's also on a step.
Is he coming back to reprise his role as Decade again? For the gorillionth time because he has nothing better to do but play Tsukasa?
No, Takeru, that's
no,
Ghost.
No, I know, I'm just saying, in addition to, we're going to announce, he's coming back to play Decade, he's coming back to play Black, he's coming back to play Xehanort, because, fuck, we have nothing better to do. Here's your celebrity
sadly,
cameo.
Sadly, Tsukasa's actor is too busy doing Garo right now, so...
Garo's done.
Oh, Goldstorm?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 23 episodes, done.
Wow.
Alright, moving along.
Go figure, he's in a series that's only half the length of a regular toku series.
Imagine how more awesome Decade would have been if the
I just realized
that
was like
series.
Whoa. Yeah.
Let's take Decade and Goldstorm and make a full series.
Just he went to Garo's world and that's what he did.
Yeah. Hire that man.
He just went to Garo's world, looked at the Decade Driver and said, fuck it, this is awesome.
Alright, moving on, we got some more leaks about Ghost. So apparently, someone walked into a store where they were actually holding a demo unit of the Ghost Driver for kids to toy around with the icons that were there, and someone actually managed to hack the belt and get all the different sounds that it has. So we now know pretty much all the other forms he's gonna have.
Yeah, and you
or at least that he can have.
Yeah, and you think that there wouldn't, like, there would have been a Bandai employee watching over the display or something. Nope!
You're gonna say something?
We have to kind of remember that, based off of what we know, both of them are using the same belt. We have to remember that these are split between
Ghost and Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is to say,
we also did get to hear Spectre sound, which
the
is
the only
cool.
mystery left is who's who.
Yeah.
Which, some of them we know, but,
all I know is Raven's going to be getting the Shinomori icon.
You spoiled it. I was going to mention it.
I'm sorry. Santa Claus?
Yes.
Okay, let me
it's
read these
the,
off.
The Great Men?
Yeah.
Is like, the whole
like
idea.
I can't wait for the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's going to be a King Kamehameha.
Let me read off what forms they discovered. Himiko, Sanzo, Goemon, EQ...
Yes.
Ryoma, fucking King Kamehameha, Grimm,
awesome.
Galileo,
oh.
Darwin, Pythagoras, Nightingale, Columbus.
Darwin form, not a combat form, he just lets the other guy kill himself eventually.
Exactly. Nightingale, Columbus, Shakespeare, Napoleon, Santa Claus, Da Vinci. Here's the one that really threw me for a loop. The creator of Kamen Rider, Ishinomori.
Oh,
he's a great man.
That's
a great homage.
That's going to be interesting.
I know, right? I so hope there is actually a form for it. And then there were a couple ones labeled Special, Boost, and Gamma Rising. Based on the sounds, it sounds like Boost may be the power-up form for Ghost.
I'm going to take a stab and say Ishinomori is probably Telebikun.
It'll
be the Hyper Battle.
Or that.
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Sure.
And then, of course, we have the sounds for the main Heisei riders from Kuga all the way through Drive.
4Z1 is my favorite, of course.
I have to say, if I'm going through the list, I'm most looking forward to, let's just say, top three. Goemon, Kamehameha, and Grimm.
Grimm will be interesting, like,
right?
like fairy tale sort
of
stuff.
Yeah, like, what exactly... Like, you can think of what sort of you are to associate with certain people, like Newton, Napoleon. Well, what do? Run really fast as Napoleon?
You get smaller.
Right? You get smaller and you get a speed boost.
Hey, there have been, like, grow and shrink powers in Toku. Why not?
But yeah, stuff like that. What the hell are you gonna get from the Brothers Grimm? Like
I'm
what?
I'm gonna say it's some type of magic boost.
Illusions.
Maybe.
No. Yeah, no. It's the ability. His weapon is a storybook, and he just summons shit out of it.
Oh yeah, maybe. In Battleground Zed, you can do that with someone who chooses reading.
Honestly, I'm looking forward to Galileo.
Galileo's gonna be something to do with, like, planets.
I just like fucking Pythagoras.
He's just gonna bore the shit out of you.
He's gonna, no,
use math.
Pythagoras is gonna shoot triangles at you.
He becomes the Magic Koopa.
I'm curious about Shakespeare.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I wanna see that one.
I wanna see that.
You know the form is going to include, like, a ruffle around the neck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I would be disappointed
based on the silhouettes, I'm pretty sure the Beethoven form does.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, the guy who hacked the belt, we didn't hear the Beethoven form.
Yeah, I saw there was, like, one or two... Well, there's no Musashi there as well.
Well, that's because they only listed the ones we didn't know about already.
But we already knew about Beethoven.
No, I know, but this article lists the ones that we didn't know.
Yeah. I'm just curious,
Also didn't hack Nobunaga.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, it did.
I think it did hack Nobunaga, but we didn't get Beethoven.
Oh, well.
I'm just curious what Ishinomori is going to look like.
I know, right?
You know what?
It'll summon the other riders.
Yeah, Raven's excited now.
It summons other riders.
Yeah, it's the end.
It'll just be Skullman's face. On the visor.
I like that one.
Yeah.
It's just Skullman.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
That'd be cool.
That was his first creation in his child. And Kamen Rider wouldn't have existed without Skullman.
But the thing we all have to keep in mind is that plenty of other belts have had sounds in them that never get used in the show. So just hope that the ones we like.
Well, quick question for you, Raven. Skullman was a manga, right? Something like that? Was there any, like, kind of, like, any TV iteration of it?
There was an anime.
Mega Man.
I feel like we need to watch that for Cast Stranger for a topic.
We really don't.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
When has that stopped us?
I know, right?
It has very little to do with the actual manga.
Oh, okay.
So?
Somebody took the concept and just did something completely different.
So?
Was there a TV iteration of Skullman? Yeah, Kamen Rider.
Kamen Rider Skull.
Yeah. They gave Skullman to Toei.
Skull wasn't an homage to Skullman. I don't know what the fuck is.
Yeah.
15.
That was the idea.
Also
that.
Moving on.
All right. We got a better look at not only Kamen Rider Ghost's base form, but also Kamen Rider Spectre.
Hi, Riot Trooper.
And oh boy, do they look awesome.
I don't understand.
This is the form Ghost has when he doesn't, like, when he's between Dimashis.
Oh, like, but...
The hoodie comes
off. Hardly base form, that's more like platform.
That's what I meant.
Okay, because I was going to say, I was almost positive base form was the orange one.
Yeah, yeah. Ore is, like, the base form. This is platform.
I love base form Spectre.
I know! It's so cool! I love it!
I think it's...
The only thing
silly that they just went with something as simple as one horn, two horns.
Which I'm kind of hoping as stupid as it sounds, I kind of hope that they do a third rider with three.
No, just like
Lopmon style placement of the horns. But yeah, the one thing that throws this off is the fact that his Ghost Driver's handle is still orange, but I guess.
Yeah, you know what though? For what it's worth, I'm glad that is the way it is. Because with the way Kamen Rider's been going, Gaim was nice enough to make that interchangeable enough that it, like,
the face
it wasn't too hindering, where it was kind of like, here's the Lockseed you really like, but chances are if it didn't come with the belt, that Lockseed's going to come with the rider that it was associated to.
Yeah.
So, I like that they're kind of keeping it simple because, like I said, Gaim was either you were Sengoku or you were Genesis, and if you were Genesis, you were set for life.
Yeah.
Going, you know, where Wizard was the two belts?
Three. Beast. Wizard, White Wizard, and Beast.
Okay, well, White Wizard and Wizard being
two sides of the same coin. But in any other Wizard movie, any other Wizard-like rider had a fucking White
Wizard. Anyone who is not Wizard or Beast would have a White Wizard driver, which I liked.
Drive is where things got, holy shit, I cannot have enough henshin devices, please stop.
The thing I love about, like, his... Before, like, base form is, I love that his undersuit is, like, you know, like, plastic or some kind of, like, plating.
Yeah, that's neat. He looks like a fencer.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's fucking...
You know what I you know what I realized about Spectre? It's fucking Blue Momotaros.
Oh my god.
Oh, I've poisoned it forever!
Well, yeah. It can't be because Ghost is Ore.
Oh.
Oh.
I want to see Spectre use Ore now.
No.
None of that, please.
No.
No.
Stop.
But even if he did,
calling
it,
just
it, na- what it
calling
like
it
anyway.
Now, there's a there's a movie coming up where Momotaros possesses Ghost, uses the Ore Damacy.
Oh, they, you know what? Let's see. Let's see. They've made a
Ore.
Momotaros medal, a Momotaros guy memory, not Momotaros card. Momotaros Loxie, which I own, which is one of my absolute favorites.
I think they did a Switch.
No, they didn't do Switch, but I hope for a Momotaros icon. That would be fucking awesome.
I don't know. Momotaros would just possess him, use the Ore.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, Ore? Sanjo.
Yeah.
Because Momotaros.
Momotaros, Ore Sanjo!
Momotaros. Alright.
Momotaros.
Momentai.
Which is why, you know, we're gonna have Momotaros come possess Ghost, which is why he's gonna come back play Xehanort. I did it.
Xehanort's confirmed.
You, Kevin.
Xehanort's confirmed for Drive Ghost.
Alright, moving on.
Xehanort's confirmed, but no Vega form. Ruining
yeah, no,
the whole movie.
I know, right?
Spectre looks cool, but I still prefer Ghost design.
Oh, is he gonna go Vega? No, just gonna use Zero, eh?
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck Zero.
So apparently, the latest string of celebrity to do the fucking ninja ending dance is the cast of the Deck Rangers.
Yeah. Even Awesome who fucking did it.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Wasn't expecting
right
that.
Now.
Oh, hey, 10 years after.
Yeah. It was a promo for the 10 years after movie.
No, this dance is very, very popular. I'm glad it is.
Is this a thing? Is this
yes.
a thing where...
People have been doing it.
Who else?
Like, there's
this
been,
is
like,
news
some,
to me.
Some street performers, and even, like, the actress who played Fuka did a video of her doing it, and...
Hell, in an episode, like, a couple episodes ago of Ninja, freaking Nagi and Fuka just fucking did it.
What?
For fun!
While they were kidnapping children,
it's
my man.
It's a bit of a meme in Japan at this point, to, like, film yourself doing this, apparently.
Yeah, it's like the new Ice Bucket Challenge
Never
or something.
Forget that one kid in the background.
at least they're not doing what they did with Kyoryuger. Send in your video. We'll play it during the ending.
I'm genuinely surprised they haven't. See how popular this is.
Because they're not asinine.
But the show is.
But they are.
Creators?
Yes. Yeah.
They're the same guys who fucking made
In related news, Deckranger 10 Years After is set to be released in DVD and Blu-ray October 7th.
Soon to get another release where it has different art and is more expensive.
Another 10 years later. Alright, anyone who paid attention to the blog may have noticed that Silver Metal is on hiatus because Dave is taking care of his medical issues. So we all hope he gets better.
Yup.
In the meantime, apparently they've announced the Power Rangers Dino Charge Halloween special.
Of course.
And what's it called?
The Ghostest with the Mostest!
Oh.
I'd head desk if it wouldn't endanger the mic. Your tea I don't care so much about. Apparently this episode is set to premiere on Nick on October 17th. And here's the summary. Bat Monster kidnaps a costumed ranger teen from a Halloween party and extracts memories that will allow her to impersonate them. Kendall must ask the teens test questions to identify the imposter before all the energems are stolen. So apparently some teen cosplays a ranger and it's evidently convincing enough to fool everybody.
This Halloween special's gonna suck!
Yep.
I love Dino Charge, though, still.
Yep.
I get the feeling this is gonna be a clip show.
I don't know.
She's like the Christmas special was for Samurai,
I don't
so.
Know, that seems like a pretty meaty plot, but yeah, test questions, absolutely clip show.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah.
What's that thing we did that one time we learned about friendship?
What about that time we learned about teamwork?
What about that time you all froze to death?
You mean that one time or that other one time?
Rob Schneider is Zordon.
Rob Schneider is Kyoryu Black.
Oh my.
Rob Schneider is the first Kyoryu Violet.
The Albert.
Yeah.
We already confirmed that.
I know.
Andy Samberg is Kyoryu Red.
Rob Schneider is Albert.
It's getting wild!
Toma Tamina. Moving on to some toy news.
Adam Sandler is Kyoryu Pink.
Oh my god, they confirm SH Figure Arts Proto Drive!
Yay, it's gonna be like fucking the Figure Arts Baron 11 Energy Arts, where it's only released at an event and then it's gonna be buff fuck expensive afterwards.
Is that a thing that happened?
Yeah.
There's a Baron 11
Energy Arts. Oh god, you're right!
Figure?
As previously reported, this item costs 4,500 yen and will be available from October 30th to November 1st during the Tamashii Nations event.
And aftermarket,
it's gonna be expensive!
Yeah,
you mean that
be,
thing he just said?
Yeah, it's gonna be over $100.
Oh, but it's so pretty!
I guess.
Sure.
I like the black. I just don't like lack of spoilers.
Chase! Chase, come back! I've got your signal bike!
My signal bike!
Chase! Come on. Last bit of toy news,
oh.
They announced fucking SIC, Kamen Rider Oz LaTorta. Jesus Christ, it looks like a Mega Man villain.
Please tell me he has like some kind of like lion form.
Well, there's the claws out.
Let's see, keep going down. Oh, we're getting there. We're getting there. There it is.
Down on all fours.
Oh, there you
Those
go.
Those fucking thighs, Jesus Christ.
Hey. Gotta go fast.
The thighs make him look like he stole those pants from Kingdom Hearts.
I love that the lion head looks just like Super Saiyan.
He looks like fucking Cheetor from Beast Machines.
Yeah.
I just wish those things didn't suck.
Cheetah. No, SICs are beautiful. They're just very delicate.
That's
it. So if you're going to put them in a pose, find a pose you like and just leave them alone.
Yep. So, apparently the figure stands 190 millimeters tall, comes with the lion mane effect part, tiger claws, cheetah legs, tiger tail, all three core metals, three cell metals, and a set of interchangeable hands.
What did I miss? What's the lion head effect part?
Go down. Oh, it's
the Super Saiyan hair, because there's a shot of
it. Imagine if the regular LaTorta just fucking had a tail... Out coming out of his butt.
I'm sorry, SIC.
Right there.
Oh no, Taja Dolls.
Yeah.
Have they done
Shouta? There it is, right there.
Have they done Shouta?
I believe so.
SIC Shouta?
Yeah.
I believe so.
I don't know.
Apparently, Gata Kiriba is the hardest to find.
I don't know.
As is tradition.
So,
Gata Kiriba for figures is very
fun. You'd think it'd be easier to find. There's so many of them. That's all for me. So, this Bandai Web exclusive item costs 8,100 yen and is set for a March 2016 release.
Whoa.
6 years too late.
Oh, well.
Alright, that's about it for news, unless anyone else has anything they'd like to mention.
What about the clothing line?
Go ahead and take it away.
Okay, well, there are any pictures, of course, like, that we can see right now, but yeah. They're, like, releasing the clothing line for, like, some of Ghost's characters.
Oh, yeah. They're like, the best of which, they're actually releasing the Ore Damashii hoodie.
Yeah, and you can also get a shirt that has, like, his undersuit pattern on it. I'm totally getting it, because, yes, it's going to suck that it's going to come to over $100 for both these things, but, oh well,
it looks
really nice together.
They're also doing a lot of the main characters' outfits, including Takeru's clothes.
Yeah, I'm sad that wasn't actually a hoodie as I suspected it to be.
I never thought it was a hoodie.
I thought it was by the look of it, but no, it's just a jacket.
If the Ore Damashii jacket came in my size, I would 100% buy it.
It's weird,
it
comes with a pair of, you can get a pair of jeans. I was like,
Ghost jeans!
Yeah.
Branding.
But yeah, it looks cool, and then they have like a Spectre hoodie as well.
Yeah. But it's not actually the Spectre form hoodie.
Apparently they released, you can get Chase's ring.
Oh yeah, I saw
that. His ring in the ad on his thing. But yeah, and they also like releasing like the beads or whatever that like Takeru apparently wears around his neck and stuff, and like a ghost ring and other shit. But yeah, it's really cool. So I like that they released like the clothing line for like rider shows.
Yep.
The best thing is fucking Decade's Die Shocker jacket.
Yeah.
That thing is awesome.
All right. That's about it for news.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week and tune in for the full Cast Ranger show. Hooray!
Dry finale.
What?